everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with my buddy John Couch. John engineering and producing the show. Welcome to the program on this Monday. Monday, November the 9th, 2020, bringing Southern Arizonans together right here on the radio in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio on 1030. Tucson's voice for trusted news talk, worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com, where we piggyback the live feed from kvoi.com. Our live line is presented by our friends at Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Check out Moe's. If you get a chance, go online, moesgallery.com. They've got some great a newly redesigned website, and of course, they would welcome you stopping by the shop at Fort Lowell and Dodge. Moe's has been around since 1985, and I picked up a couple of items over the weekend, and as usual, they come back like they are ready to be displayed in a museum. I mean, they have that kind of quality, a real attention to detail. Our Monday Political Face-Off presented today by Moe's. John Munger to my right, seated to my right, Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, and John actually ran for governor about 10 years ago. My goodness. Jeff Rogers is here, also a Tucson attorney. Both these gentlemen, very well-known Tucson attorneys, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. John, how was your weekend?
Wonderful weekend. How about you?
Good weekend. And Jeff, I think we can, before we talk politics, I want to talk a little sports because I know you're very happy. You're from Indiana, and Indiana's a basketball state, as we all know, but not this year. Boy. Indiana's football team is 3-0, and they beat Michigan.
And they beat
Saturday.
Penn State last week. So yeah. Yeah, this is quite the quite a game changer for Indiana folks. Well, Hoosiers are pretty happy back there now.
And it harkens back to 1967 when Indiana actually went to the Rose Bowl, and I kind of felt. Because I knew the quarterback of that team because I went to high school with him, a kid named Johnny Eisenbacher. Indiana hasn't had a football team like that since 67.
No, they really haven't. They haven't. You know, a good year in Indiana is maybe, 7-4. So about the best you could ever hope for. But being undefeated at this point in the season is pretty astonishing.
And ranked number 10. And my Northwestern Wildcats are also in the top 10. And they are undefeated, 3-0. But John Munger and his Stanford Cardinal.
Not so good this year.
Had a little bit of a problem up at Oregon. But, you know, we were kind of mentioning this before we went on the air. Some of these big football games where the crowd isn't so a big deal, like up in Oregon or in Michigan or Ohio State, that factor is off the table. You're basically playing in a neutral kind of environment this year. No fans.
Well, that's true. Stanford was playing with its third string quarterback.
And a bunch of players were out.
And a bunch of players were out, and they still played very, very well. I was impressed, frankly, how well the line did. They have a couple of great running backs.
Yeah.
So I was pleased. Frankly, Oregon was the short straw, and they're the top team in the Pac-12, and of course Stanford drew them first game. So that's tough.
2 weeks ago, John, as you'll recall, you guys had sort of a little gentleman's bet. I think a nickel was on the table. Are you ready, John, to present the nickel to Jeff
Rogers?
Well,
I've already presented it. I put it on the table before Jeff came in, on the condition that it's subject to these challenges. But I gave the nickel to Jeff, so frankly, I wouldn't forget later. But it's subject to the challenges that Trump is undertaking.
How do these challenges look to you, Jeff?
Most of them are what I would call frivolous. We have a rule called Rule 11 on Arizona Rules of Civil Procedure, and it's the same in the rules of procedure for federal district court as well, that says lawyers shall not file frivolous pleadings. And I think most of these fall within that rule, and really no legitimate lawyer would sign off on them. The one that is a little bit iffy and might have some merit, but factually it's not going to matter, is the one in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's courts extended the deadline for receiving the ballots for a few days after the election, which, you know, possibly violates the state law in Pennsylvania.
It does violate the state law.
Court got that issue, but they deadlocked 4-4. So that means the high court in Pennsylvania's opinion stood. Now, what we've seen happen factually since then is that the number of ballots is not that great and probably would have no effect whatsoever on Biden's margin of victory. So it's kind of like a Pyrrhic victory, if you could say. And that's what Pennsylvania has argued to the Supreme Court, saying, don't take this case, wait until we finish counting, because if he wins without these segregated ballots being counted, then therefore it's moot. And so so that one, while it may have some legal merit, it factually is probably not going to work. The rest of the things, I mean, the funniest one of all was from Arizona, the Sharpie conspiracy theory that Republicans were given different pens than Democrats, and those Sharpies were somehow going to bleed through, and that was kind of laughable on its face. And the Attorney General has said, no, that's bullshit, because we have been using these kinds of Sharpie type pens. That's what they use at the recorder's office for everybody.
I think there are a number of other challenges. I don't know so much in Arizona. Our firm was hired by the Trump and RNC campaign to represent the campaign in southern Arizona. We did not get any calls with regard to Pima County or any southern counties. I know that I'm getting the inside information on what's happening in Pennsylvania and Michigan in particular. And those two states, there are some serious problems. Beyond what Jeff mentioned, first of all, the ballots they counted in Pennsylvania that were received after the election date, that is just directly in violation of the law. The Pennsylvania law says, no, you have to receive the ballots by election day, and the courts in Pennsylvania, Democratic courts, decided, oh, we'll extend it. That's illegal. That will be won by the Trump campaign. Now, Jeff may be right. It may not make a difference, but these things do add up. And then there's several other things. One I can mention, we don't have time to get into all the details, but you know, the elections division in Philadelphia threw out the Republican observers during the count of the ballots. So we didn't, and 130,000 ballots were counted with no Republican observers. And then when they did let the Republicans in the room, they could not be closer than 6 feet. Well, you can't look at signatures or what's on the ballot from 6 feet away. You can't see whether you're not really observing. So the question is on that, what is done about that? We know that the ballots have been hijacked in past years in Philadelphia and in Detroit, we're going to go through that and look at it. If we win our challenges and it's enough to change the vote, fine. If it's not, that's fine. We know that Al Gore did the same thing in 2000. He extended his final concession speech for 37 days. We're just doing what Al Gore did, and that's part of the process. Needs to happen. But so we'll see how these turn out. I don't know all the facts. You two don't know all the facts. The facts will be coming out. You've got to get the evidence together. I do know that they've got upwards of 100 affidavits from people claiming that they observed in those two states fraud occurring. And so we'll have to see what those say.
Well, the noted, now retired, Republican lawyer Ben Ginsburg, who was the main lawyer for the Bush campaign in Florida in 2000, and is highly respected across the aisle, has said that the none of these challenges have any merit whatsoever.
Well, we'll just have to see. You know, that's the speculation, but nobody except the real insiders know what the facts are.
And the other thing is that it's like trying to hit an inside straight. The problem is, let's pretend for a moment you could knock off Pennsylvania. Biden doesn't even need Pennsylvania to win.
Well,
now the chips are falling into place.
None of us know all the facts. The public doesn't know all the facts. We'll see what happens.
Well,
the
one thing we
more
can
important help. Thing is what Biden does now.
Well, we'll talk about that after we take the break. One thing we can all agree on, that Mona's Danish Bakery is a great place.
There you go.
That's a good segue.
Everybody votes for Mona's, right? Mona's Danish Bakery.
Best hash browns around.
Yes, they are wonderful hash browns. And boy, I kind of overdid it this weekend with two of those giant Frisbee-sized peanut butter cookies. Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. I talked to owner and Chief Baker Steve over the weekend, and they're very excited about Thanksgiving that's coming up, and they want me to let everybody know. Start thinking about what you want for your Thanksgiving as far as pies. Danish Kringle would be great on Thanksgiving morning. So be thinking about it. Your orders for rolls, they're taking all of that right now at Mona's, open for breakfast, lunch, and they're open. They do some indoor dining, lots of dining out on the patio. Check it out. I'll see you up at Mona's, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Be right back.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at veroamorepizza.com. A Citizens Advisory Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is in the process of developing a new 20-year regional transportation plan and soon will consider which projects best address transportation needs across the greater Tucson region. As part of its ongoing public outreach, the RTA invites your early input on which projects meet regional goals. Learn more about plan development and provide input at rtanext.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Welcome back. It is our Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. We are in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, Green Things at 3384 East River Road. Jeff Rogers and John Munger with us. Jeff, you were saying during the break that to go to your horses, you go by Green Things every day, and you see a lot of cars in the lot.
Well, I'll say that their business is booming. It's just booming.
Yeah, 13-acre site, home to Zocalo, all that great merchandise from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe. And, of course, they've got everything you possibly could need for your garden, including they are about ready with greenhouse after greenhouse of poinsettias. Okay, John Munger, Jeff Rogers, a couple of questions for you gentlemen. First of all, where does the Republic, should we talk about what Joe Biden has to do first?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
And then we'll talk about what the Republican Party, where does the Republican Party go? Jeff, you want to start with what Joe Biden has to do?
Well, the first thing he needs to do, and he's trying really hard to do it, and it's a daunting task, and that's to try to unite America and make people realize that we're kind of all in this together and not demonize each other. And that's going to be hard to do given what we've been through the past 4 years, and even before that to some degree. But certainly the past 4 years, we've had a president who did everything he could to divide us as much as possible against ourselves. And I think Joe Biden needs to keep on track trying to unite Americans in as a single country, and realizing that what we have in common is greater than what we differ about. The next thing he needs to do is he's going to have to shore up the healthcare system. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow at that oral argument for the Supreme Court, but I'm sure John and I will be watching it. But if the Supreme Court strikes down Obamacare, we're going to be in a desperate situation rather quickly. And having to come up with something that will pass muster in a divided Senate, where the Republicans will still be nominally in control, and even we'll need to do something before the end of the year. I mean, we can't just sit on it until Biden becomes president, but Biden can certainly help a lot with the Democrats to try to come up with something to solve the health care puzzle if indeed they pull it all apart tomorrow. And, you know, sometimes oral arguments are kind of a mystery. You look at them, you think you know what they're going to do, and then they later do something else that you didn't think they were going to do. But oftentimes it does give you a kind of a clue as to what's going on. So I think healthcare is the thing looking us in the eye right now, especially in light of this coronavirus.
What about it, John?
Well, I think that Biden, if Biden is going to be the leader, the onus, and if he's talking about unifying the country, then the onus is on him to do it. And what he has to do is eschew radical staff and cabinet members and go with moderates. If he starts appointing radicals to his cabinet and to his staff, then we'll know that he's not really interested in unifying the country. So the burden's on him. The Democrats have spent the last 4 years with this resist movement, claiming that Trump was illegitimate, et cetera. And so if the Democrats want to have a unity in this country, they need to do what they claim Trump didn't do, and that is appoint a cabinet and a staff that are not a bunch of political radicals and partisans. I doubt he'll do that, but I'm certainly willing, unlike the Democrats previously, to give him a chance to do it. And I'm not looking for a fight. I'm also looking to unify the country. But the burden is on Joe Biden. He can no longer claim that it's somebody else's fault if the country isn't unified. And then I think what the Republican Party needs to do is recognize we had a great election. Joe Biden won more votes than any presidential candidate in history, but so did Donald Trump. Donald Trump won 10 million more votes, about roughly 9 or 10 million more than Hillary Clinton got in the last election. So there is a huge Republican movement. And
who assumes the head of it, John?
We'll see.
And who's kind of emerging as somebody we're going to have to see.
That has yet to be seen. But the Republican Party had a great election. We picked up, we were projected to lose seats in the Congress. We actually picked up 5 to 15 seats. We're ready to flip Congress in the next election. This time we held, looks like, if we pick up one of these Senate seats, we held the Senate, barely, but we held it. And next time there are 23 Democrats up for election, or roughly that, versus 12 Republicans. This time it was 23 Republicans up for the Senate. We held most of those seats, and all but one so far, or two so far. And we did very well in the Senate. We picked up two legislative bodies across the country. We didn't lose any legislative bodies. So on the lower end of the ballot between Congress and the legislative bodies across the country, we did very, very well. And so the Republican Party is strong. Our presidential candidate got more votes than anybody in history other than Joe Biden.
So you're feeling pretty good about that.
I feel very good about it. And I think that we're poised to really come back and win again in 2022 and pick up seats. And so that puts an extra burden on Joe Biden to try to unify the country, because if he doesn't, there's going to be a landslide against the Democrats.
The Democrats had a very, very good day, Jeff Rogers, here in Pima County.
They did. They did.
Until a few days ago, it looked like Steve Christie would be the only Republican who would emerge from the election with a victory. But now it looks like Beth Ford, the long-term treasurer, will be retained.
Yeah. And that one would have surprised me if Bickle had won that. But because she's been around forever, and it's kind of a non-controversial office. It's sort of like, you know, you write your check every 6 months.
Mine inspector.
Like mine inspector. You write your check every 6 months to Beth Ford for your property taxes, or at least I do.
And she's got pretty good name recognition because we all write the check.
Yes, we do. So I think that one would have surprised me. But I do think that in Arizona, and particularly in Pima County, there was a big blue wave, and it swept some people in who might not have otherwise been elected. But
do you have anything on the vote count here in Arizona, Jeff? How many are still outstanding?
Well, this morning, when I last looked, there were 18,700 outstanding ballots in Pima County, 38,000 in Maricopa County, and roughly a little less than 20,000 in the rest of the state in the more rural areas. And that does not include provisionals, but not a huge number of provisionals actually turn in to be voted ballots.
I haven't been able to find out how the state legislature, the House and the Senate, turned out. Has anybody been able to find that out, or are we still waiting?
It looks like it's going to be 16-14 in the Senate and 31-29 in the House.
Because a couple of days ago it was tied in the House, but now it's...
I don't think we're going to pick up a House seat to tie.
So the Republicans did fine and in Arizona, and I think that the Republicans are really in a great position. The Republican populist movement is out there. We picked up a lot of blacks and Hispanics. We've broken that wall. I think we've broken the walls in the so-called blue wall up in the Rust Belt. We can compete up in the Rust Belt. And note that the legislature in Pennsylvania is a Republican legislature, as it is in Michigan. We can win in those states. So the so-called Democrat blue wall up there is gone. We can compete for those states. We can compete for the blacks and the Hispanics. The Muslims voted something like 45% Republican in this election. And so we're doing really well. Trump was controversial, and I get that. We'll see how these challenges come out. But any way you cut it, we did really well. And we're perfectly positioned to come on strong in the 2022 midterms.
Well, you're going to have that albatross hanging around your neck of Donald Trump. I mean, unless he somehow dies or fades away, he's going to be a real problem for the Republican Party for the foreseeable future.
Well, you've got Joe Biden hanging around your neck because nobody's in love with Joe Biden. This vote was not pro Joe Biden. It was principally anti-Trump. And I think that if Biden doesn't really unify the country as he's promised to do, he's got a problem and the Democrats have a problem. We'll have to see.
But he starts
appointing radicals and it's over for the Democrats.
No, I was just going to ask Jeff.
He's too moderate.
We'll see.
He's going to get more flack from the left than from the right.
He's got to deal with Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and AOC.
That's going to be more difficult.
His vice presidential running mate is, the most radical member of the U.S. Senate.
I would differ on that.
And so she has a more liberal, progressive voting record than Bernie Sanders.
We'll have plenty of time as the shows go on to talk about that. But, John, good to see you. Thanks for coming
in. Good to see you.
And Jeff Rogers, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing since 1985. They've been around a while, but not over a century. Moe is the place to go for all your fine framing. Fort Lowell and Dodge, and check out the redesigned website for e-commerce at moesgallery.com. Be right back.
CBS News Special Report. The U.S. has just surpassed 10 million confirmed coronavirus cases. The grim milestone comes on the same day drug company Pfizer announced that its trial shows its COVID vaccine is quite effective. As our Elaine Cobb reports, it comes after the government set a threshold for effectiveness.
The FDA set an effectiveness rate of 50% for any coronavirus vaccine. With more than 90% effectiveness, Pfizer says it's ready to seek authorization for emergency use in the U.S.
It also comes on the same day President-elect Joe Biden announced his COVID task force and urged Americans to wear masks.
The expectation is the FDA will run a process of rigorous reviews and approvals. The process must also be grounded in science and fully transparent so the American people can have every confidence that any approved vaccine is safe and effective.
The country has seen more than a million new cases in 10 days. CBS News Special Report. I'm Matt Piper.
Reed Park Zoo is now open for wildlife walks, a modified guest experience prioritizing safety. To find out more about all the changes and the new safety precautions now in place, visit reedparkzoo.org. The community-approved 10-year master plan ensures your zoo's future is brighter than ever before. We've missed you, and so have the animals. They're waiting to welcome you back to the Reed Park Zoo.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
Noble Hops in Oro Valley is now open to welcome guests for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Noble Hops menu items are available for you, your family, and friends. So check out Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and on the web at noblehopspub.com. Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Here at Bon Voyage Travel, we encourage you to keep the travel spark alive by exploring the world through our weekly webinar series that includes inspiration and insight from some of the top leaders in the travel industry. When you're ready to plan your next adventure, know that Bon Voyage Travel will be here to advise and assist. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a new virtual destination discovery. While we're apart, let's keep dreaming together. Visit bvtravel.com for more information.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Guests appear on our live line, courtesy of Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Time for our monthly interview segment featuring the monthly scam alert, presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We always welcome to the microphones Pam Krim, CEO of the BBB. Pam, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today, Bill?
Doing well, and there have been so many changes due to the ongoing pandemic. And the BBB, I know you've seen a huge increase in the consumer scams.
We have. We've seen a huge increase of inquiries on our website, as well as our scam tracker, which you can find at bbb.org. And there's just a ton of information for consumers and business owners, because there are some scams that involve businesses as well.
So the online purchase scams have been around. They've been traditionally, in the last, really since 2017, 18 and 19, considered the top three riskiest scams. But now in 2020, they're way up.
Yeah, they've climbed to, out of all the scams that we looked at or that we get reports on, it's 38%
wow.
is online. You know, there's a lot more activity online now that many of us are home.
80%? Of consumers reporting that they're doing online purchasing, well, the 80% that have reported they've lost money through a scam, right?
And the average of the online scam is about $100. Where you get into the higher losses monetarily are the larger purchases, such as, unfortunately, the puppy scam is back.
It is.
It's back big time. And I truly believe, and our research tells us, and we know that everyone is purchasing pets, more pets, because they're home. Mm-hmm. I know my son did that, mm-hmm. bought a puppy, right?
Yeah.
And so I think people get these offers, or I know they do, on the internet that are too good to be true. And so, yes, that darn puppy scam is back. So I really caution all of your listeners to be very wary of that.
How does it work? What is the puppy scam?
Well, the puppy scam is you go on and you do a typical search for a puppy, and fake websites come up. And even if you scan through several of the websites, you'll start to see repeat pictures of the same pet. So they will then want you to purchase the pet as quickly as possible. They'll want you to wire money or buy gift certificates that you will be sending to them. They're really not willing to be forthcoming on contracts and et cetera. So they'll sell a puppy, maybe a puppy that's worth a couple thousand dollars. It'll be on their website for $850. So it's compelling, right? You would look into it, but it's very interesting how many of them use the same picture. So that's an alert if you look at several of the sites.
So they will find an image that has the cutest puppy in the world.
Yes.
But then you start to see that image repeatedly.
Yes.
That's kind of the iconic image that tells you, watch out.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. That's been our experience.
What's going on with the motor vehicle scam?
Well, that's still out there, motor vehicle and a lot of other types of consumer products. Again, all of us are looking to not go to a location to purchase something, correct? Be it
yep.
a car dealer or whatever. And again, so those folks, the bad guys, as we say, or bad gals, they migrate to those opportunities.
There's also the medical and nutrition scam. This even includes ordering masks.
Yes, it does. And a lot of times those masks don't arrive, or when you get them, they're chintzy and they're not really the filter rate that you wanted to or that you expected to get. So again, the biggest thing to safeguard yourself against scams is to educate yourself.
And the holiday season approaching, so many people are going to be doing online shopping. You can just see by all the national TV ads showing people with the Christmas tree, and then they've got a laptop and they're doing their Christmas shopping.
That's right.
So it's all about that this Christmas season.
It is, and Black Friday's changing too.
Yeah.
So it's no longer leaving the Thanksgiving table to go out and do your shopping. You can do your shopping virtually starting this month. So a lot of them are running different specials. But the thing that concerns us most at the Better Business Bureau is when people use social media to go to a website. So if you're on Facebook and you know they push out those ads to you,
right?
If you click on them, many, many times they're not even authentic websites. So the best thing to do is to get out of your social media, do an inquiry on Google or straight to the URL. If you want to go to Nordstrom's.com or Target.com, go to that straight to it. Don't go through another social media, because that's when things get spoofed. And you can always hover over the address as well as email addresses too when you get those inquiries in your email to purchase things, because many times that too is spoofed. And you always want to look to make sure that there's not grammatical errors and there's not spelling errors. Those are all things that give you a hint that it's not necessarily the top-notch firm that you were looking to do business with.
And then online reviews, check those as well.
Absolutely. And the BBB.org, we have a very large review base, as well as Google and many others. Just get as much information as you can as a consumer. An informed consumer has a lot less chance of being scammed.
What's the old saying? If a deal looks too good to be true, it probably is.
That's exactly right.
And don't give your personal information out without confirming that you know who you're giving it to.
Right. Not only when you're purchasing something, but again, those emails that end up in your mailbox that say it's your bank or whatsoever, they're not going to solicit that information from you in that manner.
What's going on with your big signature event? It's called the Torch Awards.
We're very excited about that. It's the Torch Award for Ethics, and we celebrate local business, nonprofits, and a millennial business owner. And we do this every year, and it's going to be in May. We have decided to do it virtually once again. We were one of the first organizations to have a virtual award ceremony last year, and it was
very successful.
Yeah. We felt it was the feedback that we got. Mm-hmm. We know we didn't have a lot of runway. We had about 6 weeks to do that. So we think it's going to even be better because we've learned from ourselves and we've learned from others. There's been a lot of successful awards programs in Southern Arizona. And so I think we all want to help each other with that. And we're very excited. We are accepting applications as well as endorsements. So if you'd like to go to BBB.org Tucson Torch and add a business that you've done business with or a nonprofit, or you know a millennial business owner that you really feel deserves the opportunity to get an ethics award, we would really invite you. We've had a lot of applicants already, but we have lots of room for more.
And what's the deadline?
The deadline is going to be the end of the year. It's a December deadline.
So the nominations will be open until December the 31st. And again,
yes.
What areas can folks make a nomination?
It's by business size.
Okay.
So we usually have the 1 to 5 and the 6 to 15, et cetera. And then we also have nonprofits. So we have those that are under $2 million in operating budget and those that are above that. And then also a millennial. So anyone that I think it's 35 this year, if I'm right,
okay.
Who has ownership in a particular business. They don't have to be the sole owner, but they have to be a member of that LLC or corporation.
Now, last year, your title sponsor was South 32, and Pam Krim, you were so happy with them.
They are a wonderful partner for us and our community in general. So we're very proud, and they just signed on to be our title sponsor for 3 more years. And I really love the trust that they've given us because they've said if you do it virtually this year, which they're very supportive of, or if we go to a gala the other 2 years, they're in to help us. And
very
we really
cool.
very much appreciate
very
it.
Very good. Congratulations, Pam Krim of the Better Business Bureau. And again, your website, Pam?
BBB.org.
That's got everything you need, not only about the Torch Awards, but all of the consumer information all there for you. Pam, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. The Buckmaster Show continues in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. We'll be right back.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, President and CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority, with news of our new effort to ensure air traveler safety and security going through our terminal. It's called TUS Cares, and you can read more about it on our website, flytucson.com. As you carefully weigh your decision to fly, I want you to know whether it's next week, next month, or next year, we are here for you at Tucson International Airport. Thank you.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer, and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year regional transportation plan, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to select projects for the draft plan. The committee will help identify which projects to invest in to best meet regional transportation needs. Learn more about plan development and provide early input at rtanext.com.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Guests appear on our live line, courtesy of Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. This portion of the program presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Time to start planning for that trip over to Silver City. Just a three-hour drive from Tucson. The best place to do your planning, southwestnewmexico.org. There you will find all sorts of ideas about what to do, including some visits to the world-famous Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument. And, of course, there's also listings of great places to stay. Under the leadership of music director Eric Holton, Grammy-nominated True Concord Voices and Orchestra continues to present innovative programming even while pandemic concerns have cut other performing arts seasons in half. The organization has risen to the challenge by reimagining the concert experience and carefully modifying plans for the fall with the health and safety of the community staff and artists as a top priority. Eric Holton joins us now. Eric, how are you?
I am great, Bill. Thanks. It's so great to be back with you.
Well, it's so good to talk about an arts organization that is actually an organization that is putting on concerts.
Well, you know, we've been talking about this since March as an organization, and we felt that now more than ever, we needed to double down on our mission, which is to provide experiences through music that move, enrich, and inspire. And that now more than ever, the world needs art and music in these challenging and dark and confusing times. And then we also saw this as an opportunity to harness the technology that is available to us to reach even more people. And so we took our cue from the NBA and the WNBA with their bubble concept. And right. We thought, hey, let's try a True Concord bubble.
And how does that work?
So we brought our artists in, many of whom come from other parts of the country. And we had them isolate for the first 10 days. They went through a testing regime. And once they came out of the isolation period, we commenced rehearsals and projects. And so we're into week four now of projects. We've had 20 or so concerts, and we've made three recordings, and we've got more concerts this weekend and one more recording to make, and then we wrap it up.
Talk about this weekend. What's planned?
So this weekend's concerts flow out of the theme of Mother Earth. Our whole theme for the year, by the way, Bill, was is her, a celebration of the indelible impact of women on the world. And this flows out of recognition of the fact that the United States 100 years ago ratified the amendment to the Constitution giving the right to vote to women. And so we wanted to take this opportunity to explore the many roles of women and how they affect the world and our livelihoods. And so throughout this season, we've been exploring those roles. We started with the Brahms Requiem, exploring the role of motherhood and the role that Brahms's mother had on him and how her passing impacted and inspired him to write his Requiem. Later this year, We are doing a program that explores the royal she and women who have ascended to great power in the world and in history. And then we'll also celebrate the goddess Fortuna in Carmina Burana, that wonderful and popular work. But this weekend, the theme is Mother Earth and the feminine spirit in the earth. And so we've got music coming from six of the seven continents in a program that celebrates nature.
Where will your events be? What are the venues?
So we've got two venues right here in Tucson. We're in the courtyard at Dove of Peace Lutheran Church. And then down in Green Valley, we're at the CPAC Community Performing Arts Center. These are outdoor venues. All of our concerts have been outdoors. And by the way, Bill, all of our activities have been guided by one of our board members, Dr. Eve Shapiro, who is a longtime physician here in town. And she's been consulting with all of the latest recommendations, both nationally and locally, in guiding our activities to be the safest they can be for all involved.
And the audience exits and entrance, how has that worked?
So they're all controlled exits and entrances. We've capped our audiences to just 50 people. Everybody's spread out and masked, of course. So every last detail has been thought of, and for those who are interested to give it a try, you should contact our office at trueconcord.org or at 520-401-2651.
Are you video taping these as well?
We are making several recordings that are available online for those who are not quite ready to come to an outdoor right. concert. They can visit our website to find information about that. We've got this Mother Earth program that will be available starting on Saturday. The recording of it will be available online for 10 days. And coming up in December, we have our annual Lessons and Carols by Candlelight program that we've already recorded. Plus, just this last weekend, we recorded part one and the Hallelujah Chorus from Messiah. So these beloved holiday traditions will be available in December.
How has the outdoor venue worked for you, Eric Halton?
You know, actually really quite good. I mean, you know, there's nothing like being in a concert
of
hall
course,
and having
of
the
course.
Acoustics of a
but
great
considering
hall.
Considering the situation.
Yeah. You know, the artists have risen to the occasion. We've selected these venues that work well for this kind of performance. The audiences have had good experiences from all the feedback we've gotten. Yeah, we had a couple windy performances out there, but everybody sort of just rallied around this idea of being together and having the opportunity to make music and appreciate and experience live music when, as you said, there's just not many organizations doing that.
Right. How do folks get tickets?
They can contact us again at trueconcord.org or by calling 520-401-2651.
Tell me a little bit again about your organization for folks that aren't familiar with it, Eric.
Well, thank you for your introduction, Bill. We are Tucson's only Grammy-nominated organization. We are a professional chamber choir and orchestra. Our artists come from all over the United States, including many from right here in Tucson. We are in our 17th season and going strong. Again, taking this pandemic very seriously, including the fact that as part of everyone's well-being and health and safety, they need art and music. And mm-hmm. so for months after great study and exploration, this is the concept we came up with. It's been working so far. And we feel like we're providing a community service right now.
And those attending will be required to wear masks.
That's correct.
Again, give us those two locations for this weekend.
Mm-hmm. So we've got two concerts down in Green Valley this Friday at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock at the CPAC Performing Arts Center. And then on Saturday and Sunday, 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock on both days at Dove of Peace Lutheran Church in the charming East Courtyard.
And the running time for your concerts is normally about 90 minutes?
for these concerts during these pandemic times. We're keeping it to about an hour. No intermission, no pre-concert talk or post-concert greeting. It's just providing the music in an hour's time and then giving our best wishes to everybody.
Where is your talent coming from? Who composes the organization?
We've got singers that come from New York, Boston, Portland, all over the place, Austin, Texas, and right here in Tucson. As one of only a handful of professional choirs in the country, we draw upon the professional choral singer ranks that come from all over the place. And then we're very fortunate to have, as our base of instrumental musicians, many of the folks who play right here in the Tucson Symphony Orchestra, right here in Tucson.
And again, your website
is trueconcord.org.
And again, how did that name come about? I've only got a couple of seconds. True Concord.
It's Shakespearean. And Concord, the etymology of the word Concord means hearts together. And it is our belief that when we come together as a community, as artists and as audiences, we bring those hearts together in a way that only music can inspire that togetherness and unity.
Eric Holton, always good to see you. Congratulations
Thank
on
you,
moving
Bill.
Forward
it's great to
in
see
these
you
very difficult times. That will do it for the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. My thanks to John Couch, engineering and producing. On behalf of Eric Holton, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Hope you have a great afternoon.